And learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Today is November 30th. Stay at home because you are well day. Don't call in sick. Instead, stay at home because you are well. Until your boss finds out, then you'll be staying home because you're well, unemployed.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A second coronavirus vaccine, Moderna's, is being submitted for emergency use approval. Pfizer's application is pending. Dr. Munsir Slowey with the White House Operation Warp Speed vaccine program.
Six vaccines, all in the clinic, two shortly to be available, two more to be available probably late January, February, and then the last two to be available probably somewhere in April, May.
He was on Fox Business Network. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning over whether the Trump administration can exclude people in the country illegally from the census count.
Several states argue the policy will deprive them of representation by leaving out several million people. A lower court blocked the policy because immigration status did not come from census data. The administration says the president has discretion to exclude people living in the U.S. without legal authorization.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It is so brisk out there this morning. I am betting money.
How brisk is it?
Yeah, I'm betting money that Joey did not have the top down.
Yeah, that was a good. Yeah, you would win that bet.
I like this, the stylish. See the scarf thing going on? Yeah, I think it's more of a fashion statement than stay warm.
I like the idea though of him having the top down and the scarf kind of blowing in the wind.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
right. Blazer man.
Almost like the Red Baron scarf.
Exactly.
Right? Is this a weather report?
Yeah, it's a fashion report, too. Your fashion should be dressing in layers today, folks. Windy and colder. We walked outside a little while ago, and it just about knocked me down. Falling temperatures today. In fact, we dropped down another degree this hour. Well, we're down to 47 now. We'll fall to about 39 by sunset. So, in other words, wow. We're not going up today. We're going down. First widespread freeze across the area tonight. Overnight low 28, but the winds will still be blowing, so the wind chill will be cruising closer to 20 by this time tomorrow morning.
Don't go shirtless tomorrow.
All right.
A breezy and cold tomorrow with a high temperature only in the 40s. We will not get out of the 40s in Montgomery, Alabama. That's a big deal. Mid-20s by Wednesday dawn. Recovery on Wednesday afternoon as we get back into the 50s and a next chance of rain by Thursday, late Thursday, let's say Thursday night. Right now this morning, it's still windy. 47 degrees now. Still mostly cloudy skies here at 9:04. Good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing?
I'm all right. I enjoyed the days off.
Almost called you over the weekend.
Why?
Because I know you're... I get reports from the Eddie and Seth that you are available. I was going to invite you over to watch the game.
Oh, the Iron Bowl? Oh,
it was Chase and I on the couch.
No, I mostly stayed to myself this weekend after seeing family.
Keep going. What else did you do this weekend, Joey?
Oh. I stayed in.
And
because I stayed in, I had to order food.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, and so Eddie, I think, is smiling about the fact that now on one of the delivery services, there's a place called the Ice Cream Shop.
Can you believe that? You can have ice cream delivered to your house?
Yeah. Is it you know, melted by the time it gets to your house?
No, they got it there very quick. It was still frozen solid. I threw it in the freezer and now, I enjoyed a pint later that night.
Here's an idea. Liquor deliveries.
It's coming.
Oh, it better.
It's coming.
It better. I know a few people in my life who could use that instead of, you know, relying on me. What am I, a delivery boy? Well, right. I guess I am.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Better than being a pool boy, I suppose. Well, it
depends. Who owns the pool?
It does depend.
So I have nothing else here. What you got some big things to talk about?
Oh, there's all sorts of stuff going on. The world continued spinning, even though... I mean, I really enjoyed seeing family. I really did. And turning off the world for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the world kept spinning while we were doing that. So there's a lot of news to cover.
Yeah.
And Jack Campbell should be joining us soon.
Excellent. Yeah, he just texted me.
Oh, really?
I forgot you are Mr. Sensitive. Sorry I failed to get back to you.
Yeah.
He's like that with everybody. Don't take it.
He's on fire.
I was 0-3 on text over the
week.
Is that right?
Happy Thanksgiving, then another one, and then something yesterday, and there was no response.
He didn't respond all weekend?
So he says, I forgot. I know you're Mr. Sensitive. Sorry.
Yeah, he called me just a second ago. It's like, well, you didn't call me all weekend. Like, who's Mr. Sensitive now? I wish he was on.
Yeah, well, you tell him. You tell him that Mr. Sensitive is now leaving the building here. And well, I hope you guys have a great day. Stay warm.
You too, Rich.
It's like you're dressed for...
Oh, yeah, it's going to be in the 40s all day. Right. I checked your app this morning.
Thank you very
much. And, you know, I listened to you as well. How's it going to be? What's the weather like?
Have a good one.
See you, Rich. Bye, Chase. Bye. Like that dog. I really do like that dog. Here on News and Views from 9 till noon begins officially in mere moments. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
In the house.
Jack should be joining us soon, he promises.
He's on line one.
Oh, wow. What are you doing on the phone?
Well, the damn video phone, I unplugged it when we had our last broadcast Wednesday and forgot to plug it back in, so it's dead.
Okay, well...
But it'll charge up.
All right. Well, while we're waiting
we'll
on it, charge up.
We'll do this until it charges.
Okay. News and Views from 9 till noon begins officially here on a Monday in mere moments.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling with civil rights groups, including the SPLC and the ACLU of Alabama. The settlement agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that criminalize panhandling. Flags across Alabama were at half staff yesterday as former State Representative Alvin Holmes was laid to rest. Holmes had been the longest serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his 2018 defeat. He died on November 21st at the age of 81. The Montgomery Public School family is mourning the death of two administrators, Lee High School Assistant Principal Dr. Ennis McCorvey and Johnny Carr Middle School Assistant Principal Joshua Farrow. Their causes of death are unknown at this time. There will be counselors on campus for students and staff this week. Those are this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com. Call Dixie.
Ernest Financial, LLC, presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
At the Home Depot, get Black Friday pricing now through December on great gift ideas for any doer on your list. Like a Ryobi Impact Drill Driver Kit for just $99. Was $129. Save on top tools, appliances, the latest in smart home tech, even holiday decor to light up the living room or bring joy to the neighborhood. Black Friday savings. In-store, online, store-wide. Gift giving. Improved. From the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, on the phone. Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We got Eddie Bader in the studio, man of the phones.
In the house.
Finding weird articles to send to me.
Yeah.
And a lot happened over the weekend, but first things first, Jack Campbell, how you doing?
Fine. How's everybody doing? I had a good holiday and hope y'all did too.
How did you choose to spend your Thanksgiving, your turkey day?
Just with friends and then went over to Carolyn's on Saturday and watched the game and had leftover turkey and dressing, which was excellent.
Delicious.
Very good.
What y'all did?
I mostly just stayed with family over at my uncle's place, and my brother came down with his lovely wife, Caroline, and brought the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha, Gimli, his fox red Labrador retriever. I hadn't seen that dog. Lived with that dog for 3-4 years, so it's like seeing an old friend. And
Does he remember you?
Yeah, he like initially looked at me and then their nose. You know, they can see with their nose. Mm-hmm. Like, we take for granted everything's through, you know, our eyes, but they can literally see with their nose, and as soon as he saw me with his nose, he lit right up. Tail started wagging. He remembered me, all right. And I think I'm going to get to spend some time with him. My brother's traveling. We'll be taking care of him, so I look forward to that. I need a little pet. And, you know, speaking of dogs, and real quick, Eddie, how was your...
Ours was great. Spent some time with family.
I'm not talking about you as a dog, either. That was an unfortunate segue. Spent some time with family?
Yeah, my mom's here in town, so we all went and hung out at her place and watched the game over there, too, which was hard to watch. But, yeah, congratulations to Alabama.
Right, right. Congratulations.
Well, that was the backhanded pat on the back.
I don't have nothing to say. They kicked our butts.
Oh, it was miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say Auburn held it together for the first quarter. The defense, but other than that.
I didn't have high hopes. I, you know, was reading a book, actually. And then I'd look up and see the game. And go, oh, they scored again. All right. Great job, Gus.
Right. I mean,
great job. Yeah. But speaking
of... Well, you know, the only problem for Auburn is they got to play A&M this weekend.
Oh, they're going to slaughter
A&M's
us.
A&M's had a pretty good year.
Yeah, they're going to slaughter us. But...
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm not a Gus fan, so I'm taking the whoopings, hoping that the future will hold us something better.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I mean, it was they had it looking good. Like, there were enough people in the stands.
Oh,
it looked like a lively event and these sorts of things.
A lot more people than I thought. Even up on the very top, there were people up there.
Right, but it just has been one of those years where... it didn't even feel like the right weekend for the Iron Bowl.
True.
You know, it was, but it just...
No, it didn't, since there are other games that Alabama plays and Auburn plays.
I mean,
y'all have to play A&M, and I think then Mississippi State, isn't it?
Yeah, we got them, and I think you guys got to make up with LSU, and I think that's it for y'all for now. It's LSU until there's a championship.
Yeah, because apparently the Arkansas game was not consequential enough that they're going to play it. They were supposed to play Arkansas this coming weekend, but they're going to play LSU instead. So,
hey, Jack, could you do me a favor? Our connection is not great. Can I hang up and you call right back? It's a little choppy.
Sure.
All right. Be right back with you. Jack Campbell, trusty co-host. Yeah, we're just setting the table here, folks, and if you can tell, I ate a lot.
Did you?
I ate so much. I ate so much food. But as we get into the Christmas season, I don't really feel guilty about
it
at all. As you see people, you know, drive through the neighborhood, some people consider Christmas decorations having, like, you know, I saw one, like, paper mache polar bear. It was the saddest.
A paper mache?
Yeah.
What happens when it rains?
I don't know. I don't know. But then there's this one house, especially in the Bellhurst County Downs mm-hmm. area, where there's not a piece of lawn
right.
that isn't occupied by some Christmas statue or ornament or whatever. It is one of the most over-the-top Christmas decorated yards. Seeing people up on the roofs, up lights. I mean, there's a lot going on. And it feels good to get into the Christmas season. I might even get myself a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
That's a good idea, Joey.
I think I need something to bring me into this festive season. But, folks, if you're looking for a gift, especially for those relatives, those family members that are hard to buy for, why don't you go by Dan Black Studios? They can help you out with the gift of nostalgia. In fact, if you want to preserve and share those old family videos with the rest of the family for Christmas, Dan Black Studios is a place to go. Old videotapes, old film reels, even old slides, you can bring them into the digital future. And once they're brought into the digital future, they're easier to share, easier to watch, and it's a great idea, like I said, for Christmas. So call Dan Black today and ask him about it, 279-6036, 279-6036, or you can go to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on Facebook, or as I like to call it, the Book of Faces, and we've got Jack Campbell back here. Hey, Jack.
Hey, is this any better?
Yeah, that is better. You were choppy a second ago.
Well, so were you. I don't know what's going on. So
something with the phone companies. But 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. A lot happened over the holiday weekend. Right at the end of Wednesday, I hope you saw it, Jack, General Michael Flynn was pardoned by President Trump.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that went over like a bird in a punch bowl with some people, but I'm happy about it. And I don't think I think that was total entrapment on the part of the FBI.
Absolutely. And when you read, because we can actually read the call Michael Flynn had with Ambassador Kislyak of Russia, it was a normal phone call. If anything, he said, hey, don't escalate this.
Right,
we'll see
relax.
What happens. And Kislyak's a little, in Russia, we're very upset about it. It's like, yeah, I know you're upset, and I get it. You got to do what you got to do. But let's not, you know, turn this into a back and forth, a tit for tat sort of situation. And it was a pretty innocuous call, and that's what they hang him on?
Right.
It is
the
unreal.
Logan Act.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, if that's true, then Biden's guilty of the Logan Act right now because he's not
Thank
president.
You.
And technically, he's not president-elect. Because the Electoral College is not met. And this setting up this office of the president-elect is such bull. It's never been that before. You know, he's just trying to act presidential so the public will say, you know, will accept the fact that he won when he really did.
Well, Jack, let me ask you before we keep doing this rundown, because there is a lot that happened.
Yeah.
Again, 272-9228 if you want to join us on this Monday as we're just waking up, coming out of the holidays.
The holiday coma?
Let me ask you this, Jack. Who do you hate more? I want you to feel your hatred. Who do you hate more? The legacy corporate press, say like the New York Times and Washington Post, maybe even NBC or PBS, mm-hmm. or do you hate this incoming Biden administration? If you had to decide, who do I loathe more? Is it the incoming Biden administration or the corporate press? What does Jack Campbell say?
The corporate press, because if they had not been complicit with Biden, they wouldn't be out there saying he won.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they promoted him the whole time. They never asked him tough questions. They let him slide on being one of the biggest crooks to ever go into the White House. And, yes, I blame them more, and I hate them more. and I don't listen to any of them, and I've quit listening to Fox News.
But
so
Jack,
screw them all.
But hold on. I mean, hold on. I share the sentiment, but maybe we should hold our horses here, because Cliff Levy, he's the managing editor, I believe, for the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
He says the core mission to the New York Times, core to the New York Times mission, we will scrutinize the incoming administration just as thoroughly as we did the outgoing one.
That's such bull. Well, they didn't prove it during the campaign.
No.
What, are they going to have a new policy? Yeah, I mean, what, are they going to have a new policy all of a sudden?
Yeah.
No, that's a lie, too.
Well, and of course, there's a headline from the New York Times, I believe, today or yesterday, where it's like, Biden puts in an all-female communications staff headed by Jen Psaki, the redhead who was with Obama and team and had been doing some appearances on media. And they were like, all-female comms team. Oh, yeah. Look at this historic moment again. And of course, Kayleigh McEnany couldn't let that lie. She had to say, hey, we've had an all-female comms team for about a year or two now here in the Trump White House. It's just insufferable.
Yeah, it never was mentioned.
Never mentioned. Though I do have to say, having a woman, it's so historic, be the Director of National Intelligence that was announced last week. I mean, I think that's a perfect position. I mean, that's historic. Women, too, should be allowed to spread disinformation and spy on the American people.
They already do.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Just so we're clear.
Well, and if you look at the psychology breakdowns, Jack, I don't know if you would agree with this. These studies that are out there, you know, when men have issues with one another, or when men bully, like young boys bully other boys in class,
mm-hmm.
it's usually violent or physical, or it's to somebody's face.
Right.
I was on the receiving end of a lot of that in my elementary middle school years, if you can't tell.
Sorry.
But what is it that women do when they want to bully other women? Oh, it's like reputational destruction, right?
Oh, women are ruthless, man.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect profile to be the head of the spy team for women, the United States of America.
And you can ask women, hey, would you rather have a man boss or a woman boss? And most of them will tell you, I'd rather have a man boss because women are ruthless.
Now, how many women did you poll to come up with this conclusion, Eddie?
Well, five.
Five? That
I asked
seems
my sisters.
Like a big enough sample.
Yeah. 100% they said, yeah.
My goodness. And I don't believe this Cliff Levy guy that the New York Times is going to be even more hard-hitting on the incoming Biden administration.
Why would you even make that statement?
Right.
That is such bull.
Right. And President Trump recently, yesterday, gave an interview with Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business, going through, you know, they were backdating ballots, Maria. They stole this election, and big tech was on board. The, you know, the mainstream media, they're out to get me.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't cover it. This is the biggest steal. There's no way Joe Biden did better in the black vote. No way he did than Obama. No way Obama lost to Biden in terms of number of votes. Trump was laying it out. And what happened there in the latest challenges in court to the election results and election certification, for instance, in Pennsylvania, the Trump campaign legal team, headed up by Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, they were shot down. Their motion to dismiss was taken up.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially Third Circuit Court of Appeals said, nope, you're not allowed to do this. So they're going to immediately appeal this to the Supreme Court. Also, in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
This was the damnedest thing watching it break. Lynn Wood, you know, private attorney, he filed a motion for injunctive relief saying, hey, these folks in Atlanta, in Georgia, are completely resetting and wiping the machines that were used during the election. Could you stop them? The judge initially says, hey, maintain the status quo. Don't mess with the machines. Then, like an hour later, the judge reverses himself, goes, yeah, well, if you're already wiping the machines, go ahead. And then finally, the judge came back and said, nope, we're going to impound these machines.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So there are a lot of different irons in the fire, so to speak, on all these litigation of the election. And we'll see what happens, whether or not these legislatures in Georgia or Pennsylvania or Michigan have the stones in order to not seat electors or not certify results. I don't think that's the likely outcome, but
Dominion server has crashed, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so that will delay the recount in Fulton County. Judge says the machines, like you said, can't be reset. So in the middle of the recount, the server crashed.
Oh, really?
Just keep
Yeah, because the water main broke, remember?
Right, exactly.
And what do you think about the head?
Funny how some...
Go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
No, it's funny how counting stopped in three states all about the same time.
Well, and then there was that, water main leak that wasn't actually a leak.
Yeah, wasn't nothing.
No, not at all. What a mess. And coming up, we have a story about dogs. About dogs, Joe Biden's dogs
That's
in particular.
Right.
And before we get to the mishap, the first pratfall of President-elect Biden, if we're going to call him that, we actually had a story that foreshadowed this by the corporate press. So, my goodness, this is really going to be the deal. Oh, and by the way, you got to buy tickets to go see the tree at Rockefeller Center. Really? What in the world? And also, the pandemic continues. Cases are up. But the vaccines, it looks like they're going to deliver a lot of vaccine doses to about 20 million Americans before the end of the year. So it's going to be a very Merry Christmas with, people feeling a little down and out. But vaccinated, inoculated against the virus, we'll see where that goes. A lot going on. You take a few days off, and there is a lot going on. But speaking of leaks, plumbing leaks.
Yeah.
James Cole got in touch with me, Jack. Of Cole Plumbing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he wanted to remind people, hey, it's going to get freezing temperatures at night. So you probably want to disconnect that hose from the faucet outside. You probably want to cover those faucets. There's nothing worse than a massive, blow up if these things kind of freeze over and you have issues with your plumbing. This is one of those things you can actually prevent. So he wanted me to remind folks, hey, make sure you don't have those hoses screwed onto those faucets outside. Cover those faucets. Maybe leave a little water running in the middle of the night, just a slow drip. You don't want a plumbing issue that you could have prevented. So take care of that, folks, as we start to get into the actual winter season, which I prefer, I think, over most seasons. It reminds me of my heart. It's very cold. Very cold.
Yeah, cold and dark.
Yep, cold and dark, just how I like it. News and Views from 9 till noon continues here on a Monday, right after this quick break. I'm Joey, he's Jack. How you doing?
Hi, Darren.
Eddie in the house, and if you want to call, Eddie will pick up 272-9228. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barrier accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely, and Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important, and it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us, and Christmas is just down the street. You've got to get your pecans for your cooking, and you can also get a good pecan pie.
We have got fresh-made pecan pies. When you walk in the door, you will smell them all across the room. We've got chocolate-covered pecans, cinnamon pecans, honey pecans, praline, white chocolate, dark chocolate. We've got them all, and the roasted and salted, that's your favorite, Bubba. We have them every day. We roast every day. We've got all the great candies you can imagine, and they're made in-house by us. That's what we are. We are the pecan people. We do pecans, pecan candies. We do jellies, local people's jellies like the Bearded Pickle Guys, Bordeaux Sauce, Alabama Sunshine, all these great items we've got in there. We've got cheese straws. You name it, we've got it, Bubba. And if you want a great gift to give to somebody, come in. We've got a big selection of Christmas gifts, and we can wrap them for you. Come on in and see us.
Where are you located, my friend?
At 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with a $4.99 Napa tool bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Yes, welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I think we all expect way too much of these folks.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are nice people, but largely, I think we expect way too much, way too much. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Well, get this headline, Jack. This is from the Daily Beast. Joe Biden's dogs have told his pet psychic a lot about their beloved master and his future.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let me just repeat that. Joe Biden's dogs have told this pet psychic a lot about their beloved master and his future. The subheading writes or reads, Pet psychic Beth Lee Crowther says Joe Biden's dogs, Major and Champ, told her they are excited to live in the White House. They also say their master will be a great president. Really?
Are you kidding me?
I'll keep reading from this. I got to keep going with this Daily Beast piece. Here's some of the write-up in it, Jack. The Biden White House has sprung its first leaks. But what can be done when the leakers are the president-elect's beloved dogs and they are communicating telepathically with a pet psychic in the English Midlands? The psychic hasn't even met the dogs, but she looked at some pictures of Biden's dogs and she forged a close relationship with them. And wow, did they...
Oh, my God, you are...
Oh, you must be reading the National Enquirer. This is like some 80s headlines.
Please quit reading that. That's just garbage. That is just total BS garbage. My God, what is this country coming to? A damn photograph of a dog tells a animal psychic that they are going to be great dogs and their boss is going to be a great president. That is just horseshit. That is the biggest road apple that I have ever heard in my life.
Well, here's another follow-up story that actually had to do with Biden's dogs, in particular his dog Major. Joe Biden apparently slipped and twisted his ankle while playing with his dog, Major. Out of abundance of caution, he will be examined this afternoon by an orthopedist. That was one of the tweets when this happened live. NBC News, just in, President-elect Biden slipped while playing with his dog, Major, and twisted his ankle, and they're going to go see the orthopedist. Well, the orthopedist examined Biden, and he suffered a hairline fracture, and he'll be wearing a walking boot.
Why didn't the psychic tell him about that?
I know. Already? I carry more ill will to the press than to Joe himself, and I hope he gets well soon. But really? Come on, man.
Well, Trump sent him a card.
Yeah, Trump did give him a get well soon call as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like,
oh, he did call him.
Yeah,
Trump's, you know, gave him a get well soon.
But can you imagine
card.
Joe Biden? Trump's on the phone, he's thinking, oh, he's finally come around. Gonna tell me, yeah, I'm the man after all. And Trump says, hey, heard about you falling with a dog. Hope you feel better.
Yeah, but when you're playing with your own dog and you get a hairline fracture from just playing with your own dog, all I got to say to that is,
come on, man.
Come on, man.
It happens to the best of them. Meemaw got tripped up.
What did the psychic say about that?
Well, she found out from looking at a picture of Biden's dogs that Biden is very open-minded. That he'll lead the USA in a very different way than what you have seen before. They believe that crime will be reduced under him.
Oh.
And that he will be anxious to talk to countries about peaceful resolutions to conflicts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why all these wars all throughout human history break out. Jack Campbell, like that Greek Heraclitus said, war is the father of us all. That guy was full of crap. No. If you just talk about it peacefully and nicely, nobody's going to fight. Mm-hmm. That's what we got to do with Kim Jong-un.
Nice. Yeah.
Right. Unless you're Trump, then you're, you know, cozying up to dictators.
Rocket man.
I just can't believe what you just read.
272.
That is so insane.
Let's
go. This is what we get. If Biden gets sworn in on January 20th, we got 4 years of this love fest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and love it will be. This is just ridiculous. Here, let's go real quick to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
What's that, and Papa B?
Oh, hasn't even started yet, and I'm ready to start hollering, stop the insanity. Oh, my word. We've got to deal with this for 4 years again.
Yep.
But, you know, this, I'm telling you, man, the Democrats have become specialists at cheating. They have perfected it, man. And here's what they do. They run a big scam, and they cannot wait to get to the burn pile and burn all the evidence down. And that's exactly what they're doing. And so, you know, I don't know if they're going to get away with it or not, but in these areas that we've seen, the contested states, who in their right mind can look at this and say there was no massive fraud going on?
Dog psychics, apparently.
Is it apparent? A dog psychic, yeah. Well, let's consult dog psychics. Let's see what they have to say. My word, my goodness gracious alive. Well, now over in Georgia, Jack, it looks like they are getting a little bit of traction, and I think Sidney Powell is basically going for the low-hanging fruit of, look, the Secretary of State and the governor changed the rules, and they did it without the consent of the legislature. Is that kind of what you see there, too? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, and, I mean, they're right at the fifth, what is that, the Fifth Circuit over there?
In Georgia, it would be the 11th Circuit, which Clarence Thomas is overseeing as a Supreme Court justice. They're also making the same argument, and it was shot down by the 3rd Circuit out of Pennsylvania, which they're going to appeal to the Supreme Court. It's the same idea, that it's the legislature who gets to make these rules, not right. judges, not secretaries of states with special deals.
Well,
Well, you know, in the Pennsylvania case, I'm not so sure that's going to, you know, make it. And the reason is, one of the arguments is, you know, you got to have equal treatment. You know, one set of voters got to change their ballots, others did not. And, you know, that's supposed to be a civil rights thing. I want to tell you something, guys. Courts, the federal government, they are not going to pay attention to anything to do with civil rights or unfair treatment for one group as opposed to another, unless it involves a social justice group, okay? Just to put it kind of ambiguously. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I've said before, like, you know, if you get a rope on a garage door, that the pull handle, well, you'll get some action, man. You'll have the FBI descending on them like, you know, plague of locusts. But voting in the rural areas of Pennsylvania, they get treated differently and all than other areas of Pennsylvania. Forget it. You're not going to get any kind of help.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong to think that, Jack? What do you think?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, it's, you know, this whole election contest, post-election contest, and as much as I'm an optimist, it's an uphill battle for the Trump folks.
Oh, yes. Very unlikely, and we'll know whether or not the what the outcome is in the next 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks.
About 2 weeks.
Two weeks, really. And so, especially for folks who are tired about it and just want Biden to be president, two more weeks. I had my brother's wife was like, aren't you happy it's over? And I just looked at her and go, it's not over.
It's not over.
And I'm not saying that as like a partisan. No. I'm just like, no, you should come live in our reality for a little while. I know you're up in med school and you're focused on other things, but it's not over.
I do believe that they've got some excellent opportunities. And one of them, I don't know if you guys have been, you know, following this, but in Pennsylvania, they have hundreds of thousands, perhaps over a million ballots more that were received by the mail-in thing as was returned. In other words, I want to say there was like 1.5 million sent out, but 2.5 million came back. Now, how does that happen? You know,
when more people vote who are not, more people vote than are on the voting roll, that something is smelly there.
It really is. Papa B, got to run. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, guys.
Take it easy, Papa B.
All right, bye.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Check them out today. You can go online to danblackstudios.net. Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces on Facebook, or give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. They can take care of all those old home videos, old film reels, slides. You can get them brought into the digital future with Dan Black Studios. 38 years of professional business. Y'all check them out today. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this, the first hour, News and Views from 9 till noon. Coming back to Charles Hollis, others, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Talk about a change of wardrobe and a change of reality. Today, windy, sharply colder, Arctic air moving in. No traditional high today. Temperatures fall all day, down to 42 by, let's say, sunset. Upper 20s overnight tonight, the first widespread freeze of the season. Tomorrow will be a cold December day with high temperatures only in the 40s. Coldest night will be Tuesday night. I think we'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday. And then back to the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
Welcome back.
Yeah, when the rain.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, Aaron.
Doing all right. Got Eddie in the studio. And on the phone, without further ado, Charles Hollis. Hey, Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Charles. Have a good Thanksgiving.
One of the greatest of them all, which they all are. Just didn't have no parade, Alabama State Tuskegee. But other than that, everything was great.
Very good, very good.
Look here. I don't know if y'all mentioned it or not, but Abbott Holmes and Don Markwell. Anybody ever mention that?
No, Their relationship?
He would have Abbott down there live from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here, one second, Charles. Let me hold on 1 second. Drop Jack off phone line. Okay, we got you back. Sorry about that. Keep going.
All right. It sounds better that you drop Jack.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. No, it does. It really does.
I resent that.
Oh, hey, Jack.
Now, over in Georgia, Ungabai said she was responsible for 900,000 absentee votes, or mail-in votes, for Joe Biden. That's Stacey Abrams, and I said, Ungabai.
Mm-hmm.
I read between the lines, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. And she's upset because they're not going to appoint her to any position. But if she started talking, she going to tell on somebody else in Pennsylvania? Somebody going to tell on somebody in Arizona? So forth and so on. Just watch. Be patient. That's a fella out there. He's not a wizard, but his name is Donald Trump. Trump on, my people.
Trump on, Charles.
Always good hearing from Charles Hollis. You know, I feel kind of bad for Stacey Abrams. She's very much a creature made by the corporate press, kind of how Beto O'Rourke was, too. Like, both of them lost, yet they still are these, you know, headline-leading, prime-time players. And I feel bad for her in a way, because I don't think she's a lightweight by any means. I think she's quite capable.
I mean, and, you know, the get out the vote effort was massive. But, you know, everything going on in Georgia with these machines and especially the governor and the secretary of state. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and Trump doesn't have many kind words to say about either of them.
No, no. I think Trump said on Maria Bartiromo that he said, I'm ashamed of myself for endorsing Kemp.
Right.
Man, you know, maybe Stacey Abrams was onto something. Maybe it was stolen from her. This is the highest bidder gets the vote.
Is your video choppy between you and me?
Slightly, but I can hear you just fine.
Well, I can hear you, but your voice isn't syncing with your movement.
Likewise. That'll work out here in a second. It's not like
sure it will, Joey.
Right, and plus we're doing radio naked anyhow. This is a tradition after Thanksgiving.
Lying from the waist down.
Well, thank you for only shooting yourself from, you know, the neck up.
Yeah, you don't.
Darn all right. And got to hit another break here, but before we do that, a big shout out to the Montgomery Catholic Knights.
Oh, yeah.
And I know one of their Junebug who calls in, I know his son plays on the team. I think it's the quarterback. They're just doing amazing work. And I was part of the class of 2007. We were able to make the playoffs for the first time in like 20 years. I think they hadn't made the playoffs since the late 80s until we came around. We made the playoffs and then lost in the first round of Geneva. They whooped us. Something fierce. And so to see Catholic now on their way to the state championship, what do they call it, Super 7?
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome. That's fantastic, fantastic stuff. So congratulations to Montgomery Catholic Knights, and I think y'all are going to be state champs soon. I don't want to jinx anything, but y'all keep playing like you're playing. And what a classic win, you know, multiple overtime, in the rain after a delay. Those are the games that will always stick with you no matter how old you get. So congratulations, guys. I love seeing that. Love it, love it, love it. So 272-9228. 272-9228, though, and I'm not going to name names because I'm not bringing this up to shame anybody. I'm more bringing it up to say, you know.
Come on, man.
There was a parent for, you know, Catholic played Montgomery Academy in the semifinals, and a parent said something to the effect of, well, at least we didn't have to recruit to bring in people from the outside, and they're destroying our culture. I'm like, oh, what the?
Oh, boy.
Oh, maybe, it's not a normal thing, but maybe a little racism there. Yeah, that's what, I'm not naming names. I'm just like, what the hell are you talking about?
Wow.
So, no, I think they won fair and square, and you shouldn't be bringing up crap like that. My God. 272-922.
Somebody used to say to her, how you doing?
Yeah. With a hammer.
Here, quick break. More news and views from 9 till noon. First hour on a Monday after this.
Against my window. Bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, window pane. Do you remember how sweet it used to be?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Coming up here on News and Views from 9 till noon, can robots be racist? That's another serious write-up for the New York Times.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Now, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You can see them right there in that little strip center.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Moore Retailer. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating Center. What was that sound? I'm going to mute Jack for a second.
Maybe a good idea.
But yes, call him today at 271-0007 and be sure to ask Brian Carr, the owner, or Brett Lanham, the manager there at New Look Decorating. Hey, can you help me out? I'm looking to repaint my bedroom. I'm looking to repaint the kitchen, maybe even the front porch. It's been years of under the heavy southern sun.
What if I need to stain my deck?
Well, they can help you out there with great stain supplies. Yeah, whether it's paint or stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home, the place to go is New Look Decorating Center, especially for you folks who would like to do it yourself. You can go if you're contracting out the job and get your paint and stain supplies there, but especially do-it-yourselfers, they're easy to work with at New Look Decorating Center. They can help give you inspiration, or if you already are inspired, make that inspiration a reality with great Benjamin Moore products. So check them out today. Again, that number 271-0007, and again, that location, 6237 Atlanta Highway, New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor of News and Views from 9 till noon. So, robots. It's becoming more of a reality in today's...
Oh, yeah.
You know, day and age. In particular, let's stay off the New York Times story for a second. Are robots racist? Not really. It's just, it's more a matter of, we'll get into that later. Yeah. Now, did you see that the Iranian government, their top, one of their top nuclear scientists was assassinated?
Yeah, you got a call the other day.
Yeah. Well, initially the report was it was like a group of 12 men who, you know, jumped out of a vehicle and killed him, and then all of a sudden they disappeared. Well, no, now the Iranian regime is claiming it was a robotic, remote-controlled machine gun from a truck that took him out. And then the truck self-destructed. And they identified the owner of the truck who had left Iran, a week or two before. Jack, you all right? All right, I don't know what's going on there. We'll pick up with them later. But yeah, the idea that you have somebody who put in a completely automated, remote-controlled machine gun into a truck, left it parked right where you could find this scientist,
On his route to work. People have people do a lot of the same things every day. They have habits. You watch these people, you realize what their habits are, and it's exactly what you can do.
Jack, are you worried about a robot taking you out like that nuclear scientist in Iran?
I haven't really considered that as a danger to myself, no.
Well, that's because you're not an Iranian nuclear scientist.
Well, that's what he wants you to believe.
Oh, really? I learn.
Yeah, his cover is that he's a great political strategist.
Right, right.
He knows how to write up a good copy, throw out a good zinger against his political opponents.
Mm-hmm.
But no, really, in the deep depths of the night, Jack Campbell's working on the latest robotic technology and nuclear programs.
Yeah.
Well, you remember years ago, and I don't remember, I'd say 10 years ago or more, a guy came out with a webcam where you could supposedly hunt with this webcam.
Yeah.
And he had a gun hooked up so you could shoot a deer or shoot any kind of animal, and he would sell the hunts online.
Yeah.
And I want to say they ended up closing him down, but that was essentially what they did here. I mean, you just put something in place, and you wait for the right moment, and you hit the send button.
That's crazy. No, and I think that's the future of warfare, unfortunately. Yeah. I saw another article today that Turkey now has drone swarm capabilities, like tiny drones that operate with one another.
Wouldn't trust a man.